Good evening there. I hope you enjoyed the earlier previews and hopefully maybe listened to the Lancashire Oaks and the early part of the Sandown preview with a winner, a second and another winner. The rest of the day wasn't so successful, although it was always going to be difficult to get Golden Horn beat. He was pretty exceptional today. He's going to be very hard to stop wherever he goes. Personally, I think it'd be a fantastic betting opportunity if he was to go for the King George, a race which Anthony Oppenheimer should be fond of. They would be looking, I think, however, at potential autumn targets. So, you know, speculation might abound, but we'll just have to wait and see with John Gosden, who will surely put the horse first. Moving on, there's a good card tonight at Belmont Park with the Stars and Stripes Festival, which is basically a seasoned feast of turf racing amongst some of the very best horses that the States have to offer, and of course a couple of European raiders. And we start with the first of I think four graded events coming under the spotlight, and it's the Belmont Derby Invitational Stakes, a grade one over a mile and a quarter, with two European raiders taking on what doesn't look to be the strongest home defence, make of that what you will. The favourite is Bolo, who loves his firm ground, which he's got on today. Very happy on turf, although he has run some fair races on the dirt, including a couple of thirds to Dortmund, although he could not make any impression in the Kentucky Derby. I don't necessarily know that, you know, those have been the greatest races, and this is a big step up for him on what he's done on turf. So, you know, now, whether I'd be totally keen to go mad on his chances, I don't know. Even though it is fought on the field, you've got De Viziero, who's won three of four, including a tight victory in the Pennine Ridge Stakes here, which is over 9 furlongs, a kind of trial for this race where he just got the better of Takeover Target. He did well to overcome a wide trip that day, and he also had Startup Nation behind, so I wouldn't be surprised if he confirmed that form, especially on much better terms here. And I'd say he looks to be the value of the two market leaders. There's two joints, De Viziero and Bolo, by 4-1. You've got Startup Nation, who was running off a 7-month break when making his return. He might come out best of those at 7-1 for the Chad Brown stable, who have a big chance later on in the Belmont Oaks. And then you have Force to Pass, who might not get this 1 mile 2 furlongs. Granny's Kitten, who does have potential, having just had the 3 starts, although he was behind Force to Pass later, and while he didn't get the run that he needed until quite late there, the winner did come from a similar position, and this is a big step up. And then you've also got you've got Closing Bell as well, who narrowly won a maiden and makes a big jump up. There are also two European raiders, one being Postulation for Dermot Weld, a winner despite Parish Hall doing a Luis Suarez on him last time out. He would look to have fair claims on that latest form, with the home team not looking all that up to much. And then you've got Kandow, third in the Hokart before finishing second in a listed race at Compiègne last time. Now, his trainer, Mikel Desangles, has a fairly smart record in heat in the US, because he hasn't had a runner in the US since he landed the 2012 Breeders' Cup. Landed the 2012 Breeders' Cup race at with Flotilla in 2012. It's an open event. If I had to say, if I had to go with one, I'd say that the Vizier and Startup Nation would be the two of the home team, and probably rather postulation on really good ground, but it doesn't look a major betting race to me. Moving on to the Suburban Handicap, and one of my favourite horses here, Toneless, uber versatile, uber classy, one of the Jockey Club Gold Cup and also the Belmont Stakes, very good second in the Met Mile here. He should win if all goes well, even giving away this weight. Coach Inge was a winner that night too, and would look to be the second favourite. There's no value there with Tony's long odds on. And now we come to the reason I'm recording this preview and the real bet, and that's Lady Eli in the Belmont Oaks Invitational. 5 for 5, including 100% record in two starts at Belmont. She was a stunning victor of the Breeders' Cup filly and mare Juvenile Turf last year, when she made the field look very average. For a rough idea of her form, she had a Sailor in fourth, totally well beaten, or destroyed really, in the Juveniles event last year. She's since come back and won her two starts as a three-year-old, including an easy dismissal of Miss Temple City, who then went on to win a Grade 3 next time out, and then also ran fourth in a very good renewal of the Coronation Stakes at Royal Ascot. That's the level of filly that we're dealing with here, and I think that's the 11-8 with Sky Bet, which has come down from the 6-4, I think is pretty outstanding price and all-known form. She's got to stretch out to 10 furlongs today. I don't see it being a problem. She's just so strong at the end of her races. It would be quite a surprise to see her beaten from this end, and maybe a return to the Breeders' Cup might be the aim in the future, or at least for the filly mare Turf if all goes well. It's worth remembering she gave weight to Miss Temple City that day and still won so easily. Spanish Queen was a good winner of the Grade 1 American Oaks latest. 3 of 4 starts have come on the firm turf at Santa Anita, but that's a G needs respecting. Alorda comes over from France from Germany. My fault, Germany. Who she was beaten in a long way in the Prix St. Allery, which was a pretty poor renewal. Consumer Credit never got a clear run behind Spanish Queen. That form might be reversed. There's also the Aidan O'Brien trained Outstanding, who really fought on well to get to fight off Stella Glow in winning the Oaks trial at Nace last time. She has obvious potential. She should keep on improving, being a full sister to Magician, who did improve a lot at Three. However, I'm not so sure that the potential style of today's race will be for her, and it's all about Lady Eli at whatever price you can get. I think she's a class above. I think she might be close to the best three-year-old turf filly on the planet, and she'd be the nap of the evening.